All right, so we're really lucky to have Aaron Jones here. Aaron is going to talk to us about 523 of the bankruptcy code. Gradually introducing you as I let people come in, Aaron. Aaron is a regular practitioner before me, and I can tell you that if she is as prepared today as she always is before me, you're in for a treat. So she has a practice, her own practice, that is devoted to bankruptcy work in Houston. And again, for those of you that are relatively new to the bankruptcy practice, 523 contains exceptions, not objections, to the discharge. And if you wish to accept a claim from a discharge, you do that through an adversary proceeding. And frankly, as hard as they are, and as difficult as they are for your clients, they're like the most fun things that ever occur in a bankruptcy court. So, talk to us all about the fun, Aaron.
I think I figured it out. Yes, thank you, Judge Isker, for that introduction. Though I don't know if the as prepared thing is a good thing or a bad thing. So here to talk about, and I'll say I'm at least a little more than intimidated to, do I need to bring the mic closer? No. I never get accused of talking low at home, only in the courtroom. I stay far away from the mic. Talking about 523 in front of, I think, most of the people I've tried the issue in front of. And so, and in one of these cases, a case that was or is currently presided over by one of the people here today, but we'll talk about it, and Judge Isker alluded to it. And as Judge Isker said, 523, as you know, is they are exceptions to discharge, to dischargeability of debt based on the type and kind. And we know there are some that are automatic, student loans and domestic support obligations, and there's a whole laundry list, tons of them. And then there are the few where you're going to have to file an adversary proceeding to get a determination of whether your debt is of the type and kind that would not be entitled or not be dischargeable under the bankruptcy code because it's for some kind of bad behavior, effectively. And so largely the cases that I'm talking about relate to the exceptions under 523A2, and actually let me advance through my slides here. So as we know, the right to discharge is not absolute. 523 sets out exceptions. I mean, you can do something really bad and not get your discharge under 727, but under 523, it really has to do more with the nature of the debt. Here, most of these cases apply. I think one of them is about a different section, but for the most part, they apply to the 523A2, which are essentially the fraud exceptions, the 523A4, a fraud or defalcation while acting in a fiduciary capacity, embezzlement or larceny, and then 523A6, willful and malicious injury by the debtor. And that one's a fun one. I just put the, it's just in the slides. We don't necessarily have to look at it right this second, but I put just the specific sections that are related here. And I don't specifically have an A4 case to talk about today, but I referenced the statute and I put some cases here that I think are important. And I very recently had a conversation with somebody asking about saying, well, this person was a fiduciary and they took money. And I said, that's not really what that means. So there's this very specific definition of what it means to defalcation while acting in a fiduciary capacity involves an express or a technical trust. And so I said, what was that case? And so I pulled this case out recently and sent it to a colleague. And so I just cited some cases here that I think are helpful in this category, but not necessarily going to talk about today. Same thing for 523A6, just gave you some of the key cases. But the first kind of hot topic that has come out, and I mean, it is very hot off the press, is the applicability of the Section 523 exceptions to discharge in sub 5 cases. So this would, of course, be in the case of the non-consensual plan. And as this was a really fortuitous to have the sub 5 discussion right before this, because it frames it really well.